every Sunday from 8 to 11 over CFRC 101.9 FM. Remember, this is where real country music lives every Sunday from 8 to 11. Y'all stay tuned now, you hear?
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Well, I've heard about this festival, but I've never been there. But I'm about to be on August the 9th, Spencerville, Ontario, Canada. So we're headed to Canada. And so if you're near Spencerville, Ontario, come join us there at the Bluegrass Festival.
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town.
Here on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
And now presenting the 2025 South Grenville Bluegrass Festival from Spencerville, Ontario. It is the Johnny Woodlock Show.
Tell me, Bill, is the grass any bluer on the other side? Did it look like old Kentucky when the gates
long to be there tonight? While that old Kentucky moon is shining so bright, we could set our love growing older. I wonder if you really care.
Good morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. This here's your old host with most country western music, and today bluegrass music, as we pay tribute to the 10th anniversary of the South Grenville Bluegrass Festival. Here on CFRC 101.9 FM and also www.osherrocks.com. Yes, today is going to be a 3-hour celebration with a lot of guests, so sit back and enjoy this trip down memory lane. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
A fishing boat in my hand.
Morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country western music, and today bluegrass music. And we are still coming to, as we usually do, via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, where this is recorded weekly in Cornwall, Ontario, on the St. Lawrence Seaway. I'd also like to remind y'all that we are still coming to you via the historic airways at CFRC 101.9 FM from downtown Kingston, Ontario, the heart of the Limestone City of Canada, as well as via our home on the internet at www.osherrocks.com, where this program is broadcast weekly over the Greater Toronto area. We can also be heard over our YouTube channel at Way Back with Johnny Woodlock on YouTube, where I upload this program weekly as well. Now, I'd like to welcome you all into this week's program and share that I will be celebrating, along with you, my many listeners, the 10th anniversary of the South Grenville Bluegrass Festival, which is happening this coming week from Thursday to Sunday in Spencerville, Ontario, just down the road here from Kingston, halfway between Kingston and Ottawa, and I hope to see a lot of my listeners out there supporting real traditional music. I'd also like to share that during this broadcast, we will have a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Saturday afternoon program featuring Miss Rhonda Vincent, the Queen of Bluegrass. So let's get the program open today with none other than the bluegrass legend, who is also known for his ties to country music. That is the legend storyteller Tom T. Hall, and a very fitting song called Bluegrass Festival in the Sky. Then we'll follow with this year's headliner at the South Grenville Bluegrass Festival, none other than Miss Rhonda Vincent, the Queen of Bluegrass. Here'll be a classic called Is the Grass Any Bluer on the Other Side. With that, I'd like to welcome y'all in and say good morning to each and every one of you listening in on Way Back with Johnny over CFRC 101.9 FM and also www.osherrocks.com. Happy listening, friends.
In the sweet by and by, at that bluegrass festival in the sky, there'll be Monroe Flat, Scruggs and the Stanleys, the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers and the whole McReynolds family, Mullins, the Stonemans and Martin and Crow, Dillard and Thompson and Smiley and Reno.
And we will sing
in the sweet by and by at that bluegrass festival in the sky.
Prince and Warren, Richmond and Harold, Carl's, Dory and the Goins, Baker, McGay, Hay, Wiseman and Gray, the Osborne, Bill Clifton, Spring and Uncle Dave.
And we will sing
in the sweet by and by at that bluegrass festival in the sky.
And she's the queen of bluegrass. Will you welcome Grand Ole Opry star Rhonda Vincent?
This is a tribute to the father of bluegrass music, and it says it's the grass any bluer on the other side. He rolled out of Rosie, a dedicated man. He drove those country back roads to 1,000 one-night stands. Tell me, Bill, is the grass any bluer on the other side? Did it look like old Kentucky when the gay swung open wide? I bet the good Lord's got you playing somewhere up there every night. Is the grass any bluer on the other side? I tried my best to learn to sing and play the way you did. Just like me, the day you died, the guitars and the fiddles cried. The music ain't the same without you, Bill. We miss you still. Is the grass any bluer on the other side? Did it look like old Kentucky when the gates swung open wide? I bet the good Lord's got you playing somewhere up there every night. Is the grass any bluer on the other side? Just like me, the day you died, the guitars and the fiddles cried. The music ain't the same without you, Bill. Is the grass any bluer on the other side? Did it look like old Kentucky when the gate swung open wide? I bet the good Lord's got you playing somewhere up there every night. Is the grass any bluer on the other side? Is the grass any bluer on the other side?
Well, yes, friends, following those classic opening songs, we're back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC and also www.osherox.com. As we welcome you all back in following those opening songs, I'd like to remind you all that we are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, where my dear Mama Dawn is listening in today, and along with her and her companion, my stepfather, Big Daddy L, we would like to send out the next song. That, of course, is called The Old Home Place, and is by none other than the originator of the bluegrass genre, William Smith Monroe, forever remembered as Bill Monroe. Then we'll follow with a song going out to my good friend in Verona, Ontario, who is having a little bit of health problems these days, but we're going to play a song for Willie LaPointe today, and he is affectionately known as the Mayor of Verona, and he's going to be hearing the legendary Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and Keep on the Sunny Side. Then we'll wrap up this selection of songs with a song going out to my late soulmate and dearest friend, who passed away in 2022. It'd be a song in loving memory of my late soulmate, Miss Velma LaPointe, also beloved as Miss Jenny. For her today, it's going to be a song by Miss Rhonda Vincent, the Queen of Bluegrass, and a song called The Prettiest Flower There. With that, I would like to say good morning to all my listeners out there in radio world. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Childhood, in the evening when everything was still, I used to sit and listen to the foxhound with my dad in the old Kentucky hill. On the way back to the old home, the road winds on up the hill, but there's no light in the window that shines long ago where I live. Let us greet with a song of hope each day.
though the moment be cloudy or fair, let us trust in her Savior away, who keepeth everyone in his care. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side, keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day, it will brighten all the way, if we keep on the sunny side of life.
Precious soul had gone home. I grieved with the family who'd been left all alone. The tears were freely flowing, their loss so hard to bear. It was then I looked around me, she was the prettiest flower there. Angels stood at attention when she was called away, for she'd held the hand of Jesus every day. Heaven's choir played her anthem as they welcomed. It sees the prettiest flower there. Angels stood at attention when she was called away, for she'd held the hand of Jesus every day. Heaven's choir played her anthem as they welcomed.
And you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock. You're on the way back. Have a good one.
My song don't be long. Top 40 radio.
Yes, friends, following those dedications, we're back here once again, and it's that time in the program to salute the valley we call the mighty Ottawa. With that, let's take our trip up to the valley today, and with that mention, I would like to send out a few more special dedications. First of all, for my dear friends and radio family, Uncle Ray and Aunt Margie in Eganville today, it'll be a song by Mr. Bob King, who grew up down the road here from Kingston in Joyceville, and from Bob King, it's going to be his version of the old classic, An Old Log Cabin for sale. Then we'll follow with a song going out to my dear friends and radio mentor, Vic and his wife, Linda Mae Garbutt. For them today will be a song by the famed Bytown Bluegrass Band, which featured Ralph Carlson, of course. And it's going to be an all-time classic called The Carolina Star. Just a reminder that Vic does his weekly program every Sunday night, 7 to 10, over CJHR Valley Heritage Radio. And if you like my show, you're going to love his. Then we'll wrap up with a song going out to my dear friend in Brockville, Ontario, and one of the original bluegrass legends in this area, none other than my dear friend, Tom Wilson. And it's going to be a song that Tom wrote and recorded many years ago called The Martin Gibson Line. A little play on the Mason-Dixon line. And with that, I would like to say good day to all my Valley listeners up the Valley way. Welcome in, friends, and yes, happy listening.
While strolling along in the country, reviewing the scenes new and old, I found an old-fashioned log cabin, so beautiful there to behold. A stranger was standing in silence, his eyes firmly fixed on the door. My heart ached and pitied to see him, for these were the words that it bore. And the sign it read, an old cabin for sale, and an old oaken bucket and well. Easy terms, just keep an old log on the fire, and a light burning bright in the dell. Many years an old couple so patiently looked for their boy whose last promise did fail. Now the old rocking chair will be rocking no more. There's an old log cabin for sale. A welcome I read on the floor mat, an old grated rug by the door. The hands of an angel had made, with many a prayer prayed before. In an old rocking chair on she waited, for one glimpse of him how she yearned. And now she was standing in silence, too late, yes, too late he'd return. And the sign it read, an old cabin for sale, an old oaken bucket and well. Easy terms, just keep an old log on the fire, and a light burning bright in the dell. Many years an old couple so patiently looked for their boy whose last promise did fail. Now the old rocking chair will be rocking no more. There's an old log cabin for sale.
Way back in the hills, those slow. Living a lady who's shining so high, they call her the Carolina Star. She works at a factory from Monday to Friday. She's raising three daughters alone. Their daddy's away chasing a dream. They're waiting for the day that he comes home.
sometimes she wakes up just thinking of him. She remembers him beside her in the night. Well, out across the hills, that old moon has settled in, and the Carolina stars are shining bright.
Mason-Dixon line, it's where the cold wind stops and the sun begins to shine. But there is another place that's not too hard to find. It's what those bluegrass pickers call the Martin Gibson line. Down below that Martin Gibson line, they pick that bluegrass music all the time. Herringbones and master tones, they really make them shine. Down below that Martin Gibson line. Red Smiley had a patent on that famous run of his, and when it comes to picking, Tony Rice is sure a whiz. When I hear Charlie Waller play, it always sounds so fine to hear those guitars picking on the Martin Gibson line. Down below that Martin Gibson line, they pick that bluegrass music all the time. Herringbones and master tones, they really make them shine. Down below that Martin Gibson line. Sure could make those banjos ring. It was a treat to hear him beat upon that old fifth string. And when I hear Ralph Stanley play that little glass of wine, I know that I am drawn nigh that Martin Gibson line. Down below that Martin Gibson line, they pick that bluegrass music all the time. Herringbones and master tones, they really make them shine. Down below that Martin Gibson line. Down below that Martin Gibson line, they pick that bluegrass music all the time. Herringbones and master tones, they really make them shine. Down below that Martin Gibson line.
I was born beside that river.
Hello, this is Tom Wilson of Border Bluegrass. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back. Stay tuned for classic country music.
And the St. Lawrence River.
But yes, friends, once again, following those classics of the Ottawa Valley, we are back here once again, and it's that time in the program to welcome a very special first of many special guests onto the program today. In this salute to the 10th anniversary of the South Grenville Bluegrass Festival, it brings me a lot of honor to welcome our first guest today, the founder and CEO of the great festival that's happening from Thursday to Sunday this coming week. And that, of course, is none other than a bluegrass singer in his own right, Mr. Kim Wallace. Now, following this interview with Kim, we will hear an all-time classic that his son wrote and recorded along with the band County Road 44 called The Bluer Side. With that, now here is my good friend, and I would also like to thank him for inviting me up to the Bluegrass Festival this coming week. But here is our good friend Kim Wallace of Spencerville, Ontario.
Thank you, Johnny.
Well, it's a pleasure to be talking with you today. How has it been? It's finally 10 years already.
Well, actually, it's 12 years, but we did lose the 2 years of the pandemic, of course.
Yes, of course.
So we were, we were closed down for 2 years. So, of course, this brings us into the 10th operating year.
And how did it first get formed?
Well, back in 2013, I guess, I had learned that the Sand Road Bluegrass Festival had folded. It was kind of a rumor that I heard, so I ended up contacted one of the organizers from Sand Road to find out if it was fact or fiction. And it was so a fact, so I wasn't sure whether they were going to do anything else or not, so I asked them and they said no, it was folded. And I told them that I wouldn't mind taking that date of that festival just to kind of keep the circuit going.
Yes.
And following that, summer of 2013, I was at the Renfrew Bluegrass Festival and got a chance to talk to Mr. Bob Johnson, kind of tell him what I was looking at. Him and I sat down for an hour and he gave me some really good information, some good pointers. And I brought it home and I formed a committee of a few friends, and that was probably in the fall of 2013. And a few short months, we had our first festival.
Oh, nice, nice, yes. And I understand that you also are a musician, but what is your background with bluegrass?
I grew up with bluegrass pretty much my whole life. Two of my uncles, one on my mom's side, one on my dad's side, that actually played country bluegrass. The one of them I'm quite sure you know quite well was Tom Wilson.
Yes, of course, my dear friend of mine.
Yeah, my uncle actually played bass for him back in the 60s.
Oh, nice.
With Tom's old the All-Stars band.
The All-Stars, yes.
And then my other uncle on my mom's side, he played in Tom's bluegrass band, the Border Bluegrass. Lloyd Grant was his name.
Okay.
He's played with many other bands, Ralph Carlson, Ron McMunn, back in the day. Unfortunately, both of these guys aren't with us anymore, but we do it, thinking about them for sure.
Exactly, and they're here with in spirit. So, as we had mentioned, this is our 10th anniversary of your show. What bands, I know Rhonda Vinson and also Larry Stevenson and Larry Efa, but what other bands are coming to your program?
We have some of our local bands, of course. We got to include those in this festival.
Yes.
We have Bill White coming, of course. Bill's been with us right from the beginning.
Oh, great.
He's one of our favorites. He's one of everybody's favorites, as far as I'm concerned. We get his name on our comment cards every year. We bring him back. We're bringing back the Dusty Drifters again this year out of Ottawa. Bringing back County Road 5 out of the Brockville area. The Pie Plates, again, they're out of the Brockville area as well.
And I understand a young pair that do step dancing and called the Fiddlers. Yeah,
the Fiddlers are going to be there again. This is their third year.
Nice.
People are really, really glad to see them come back, yes. And it's kind of like back in the day when we were bringing Carson Peters into our stage, like people seen him grow up,
Exactly.
And now he's a young gentleman married. So we kind of do this with youth, because
exactly
people like to see the youth.
brings it into full circle, if I may say. Yes,
that's right. And then we do have the two other bands. We've got Tyler Como, Highway 10. He's from down in the Eastern Township, and of course County Road 44.
Okay.
And that's our lineup for this year.
Well, that's great. And so, talking about Rhonda Vinson, how did you manage to get her? She's quite the big name, I understand.
She's the queen of bluegrass.
That's
no
right.
Question about it. I'm going to say it was probably back in 2019, maybe. Comment cards, one comment card or one comment on the comment cards, yeah. Wanted Rhonda Vinson. We kind of laughed at it. We thought there's no way that this little festival can bring in an act like that. And over the years, the festival has been doing well. And last year we did make the phone call. We did hire her.
Well, I understand she's appearing twice on that Saturday. Yes.
Two shows on Saturday, one early afternoon, and then she plays the last show at 9 o'clock on Saturday evening.
Well, that's great, Kim, for sure, yes. And we're looking forward to that. Now, during the past 10 years, as you had mentioned, we have been up against pandemics, but is there a fact that audiences aren't as popular as once were?
Well, it did take a drop, I'm not going to lie.
Yes.
We thought we were down about 10%
okay.
on that first year back. back. And then, you know what? The next year, we were up 20%.
Oh, is that right?
So, yeah.
It is coming back.
It picked right back up again.
Okay,
it picked
good.
Right back up.
Good, good. And so you also, I understand, do some, as we were mentioning, bluegrass music. But are you playing there this year?
Yes, we are. We're
good,
playing
good.
Two sets during the whole weekend.
Okay.
We take the sets where, you know, we have a couple of awards that's going to be, you know, handed out, opening ceremonies and this sort of thing. And, you know, we take the shorter set just because it's the right thing to do. You know, we don't want to bring bands
for sure.
and give them the short set. So we do take the short set. We're happy with that.
So what songs are mostly requested by your audience for your own group?
We have some. I mean, my son is he's a songwriter plus our mandolin player, and we get quite a few requests from him, some of his own music, and also our banjo player. She's also wrote a couple songs, and we got a lot of requests for one of the songs that she writes, or wrote, rather. They're on our set list all the time, both songs.
Of course.
You know, we get a lot of good remarks from it. They've done a super job in writing both songs.
Well, that's great. And so, share with us and our audience how we can go about purchasing tickets. I know I've been plugging for the festival since early December, but in your own words, share with us how we can go about getting tickets.
Unfortunately, our advanced ticket sales are now over as of last Sunday. Anybody can purchase tickets at the main gate for the weekend passes, and also at the door for the walk-in. Anybody wants to come in Wednesday evening, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you can pick up your day pass right at the door. For the weekend pass is $130 at the gate.
Okay.
And then the day passes, of course, they range in prices. Wednesday is $10. Wednesday evening, actually, we have Bill White Country Band going to put on a dance.
Oh, nice.
So we do have that. But again, that was another thing on our comment cards. People wanted something like that. So we did it this year. Thursday, $25. Friday is $35. All day Saturday is $60. After 5 p.m. is $30, and on Sunday is $20, and we are excited to have Larry Epaw with us on the Sunday, going to do a gospel show.
Oh, nice. And then I guess I have two more questions for you today, but what is your thoughts on bluegrass keeping more to the roots? To me, I find it's keeping more traditional than some other genres.
Absolutely. Like, I do mean there is some bands out there, some bluegrass bands out there that does play newgrass. It's not one of my favorites. I guess is sort of the way that country music went, you know, over the last decade or so. Again, I'm sure you know yourself, the country music we hear on the radio now
is not what we are used to know.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
But as far as the bluegrass goes, I think it stays pretty much traditional.
Bluegrass, I find, is a lot taking into the traditional country more.
Yes, exactly. Yes. There is a lot of bluegrass bands out there that do, you know, they do play some country music only with a bluegrass twist.
Exactly.
It goes over very well.
I also understand, because I was there last year, that you guys are inside, not in... Not open.
We are inside. Yeah. It's an arena. It's huge. It's huge.
Exactly.
I can put 1,500 people in there, no problem.
And it's nice because if it rains, you're dry, and if it's sunny or air conditioned, yeah, it's beautiful in there.
Yeah, no, it's great, you know, and just an example, the last time Larry Epaw played here, while he was on stage, there was a thunderstorm that started to roll through.
Yes.
And luckily, our great sound man, Al Torrance, tore down or got them off the stage from in front of the electric mics. He set up a 12-volt system and the show went on.
Oh, nice. It's going to be a wonderful weekend, and I hope to see a lot of our listeners out there supporting real music.
Yeah, exactly.
So I guess the last question is, what song of bluegrass can I play for you following this interview?
I would like to spin the Bluer Side. That's the song that my son wrote. It's a great song. Listen to the lyrics. It's a really, he done a really awesome job on that song.
Okay, and well, with that, we'll see you on the 7th to the 10th.
That's correct. That's correct.
Well, you have a good day, Kim, and thanks for everything.
Yep. Thank you very much.
And best of success with your festival.
Thanks, Johnny.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Take care. Bye.
Drop me off. side of town, where the bars are open late and a smile can't be found. So take me down to the blue side of town, drop me off and let me roam around.
Let's go to the fair.
Come on, boy, let's go to the fair. See the funny sights in the cool night air.
Hello, friends and listeners of Way Back. This here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Whitlock. And I'd like to invite y'all out to the Fall Fair in Spencerville, Ontario, where it's all happening this fall from September 11th to the 14th, featuring some of the best in live entertainment, including names like Amanda Keeley, as well as Saturday night's headliners, the Roadhammers. And those more traditional country music fans will love Sunday afternoon as they celebrate the finest in country music, including our Queen of the Ottawa Valley, Miss Gail Gavin. So this is one event you won't want to miss. Also featured throughout the weekend is the Old Time Tractor and Truck Polls, both Saturday and Sunday, as well as the Midway for those who love the rides. So come one, come all to the 170th anniversary of the Spencerville Fair, happening September 11th to 14th. That's Thursday to Sunday. For more information, visit spencervillefair.ca, and I hope to see y'all out there.
Come on, board, let's go to the fair.
Oh, yeah, they're going to the big fair in town. Well, they got some of the funniest things you ever saw.
Yes, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed that visit with our good friend Kim Wallace of Spencerville, Ontario, also the founder and CEO of the South Grenville Bluegrass Festival. Now, as I welcome you all back into this Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and also www.oshrocks.com, it's once again time to turn back years to what we like to call the Vinyl Blast from Vinyl Past. But first, we must open the vinyl vault door. Now that the vinyl vault door is wide open, let's turn back the years. Remember a classic by one of the iconic bluegrass bands in Canada? That, of course, is Cross Country Grass, which originated here in Canada many years ago. And off the original 1981 album, it's going to be a classic titled Tribute to Bluegrass. With that, I would like to welcome y'all to the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC 101.9 FM, also www.oshrocks.com, and turn this one up because it's a great tribute to bluegrass.
I love bluegrass music, it is my greatest love. Thank that good old Bill Monroe sent down from above. There's nothing I like better than Lester and Earl. For fine work on guitar, then we have Doc and Merle. Fox on the run. Cliff Walden and the Gospel Way, now they sing from the heart. For a little rambling bluegrass, then we have Larry Sparks. Mm-hmm. take. More work on guitar than we had known to play. I love old Mike Whiteman and Jimmy Martin's fine. Bert Bomback and the Dixie Barnes, 'cause they are friends of mine. King of the banjo, J.D. Crow, he's good, there ain't no doubt. He's got himself a bunch of boys that he calls the New South. Charlie Moore, Dennis LePage and Station Road, Eddie and the Bluegrass Four, Bruce County Bluegrass and the Border City Band. Think that bluegrass music's the greatest in the land. I love Bobby Osborne, he sings so good and loud. I like the way that old Ralph Stanley holds on to a crowd. Now you have heard this little song, and if you'd like to ask for songs that you really like, just ask for Country Grass.
And seeing that we have a little bit of time before we send us into the second hour here this morning, I would like to pay tribute to Flat and Scruggs once again in an all-time classic called Atlantic Coastal Line. With that, let's turn up the volume on this old-time record and pay tribute to, yes, Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs once again.
Now everybody calls me bold. I got no money but a hold my roll. Some folks say I'm just the no good kind. I can ride for miles in an old boxcar, smoke cigarette butts and use cigars. Got the Atlantic Coastal Line. Hear that lonesome whistle, smell that car from a Georgia pine. See that great big moon above. Hobo's life is a life I love. Got the Atlantic Coastal Line. Well, I had me a woman in Albany, but her rowdy ways made a wreck of me. I had to get away before I lost my mind. But as long as this rabbit takes me around, ain't one woman gonna tie me down. Riding the Atlantic Coastal Line. Hear that lonesome whistle, Alabama and Carolina, Florida, Georgia and Tennessee. Hobo's life is a life for me. Riding the Atlantic Coastal Line. Riding the Atlantic Coastal Line. Now make my coffee in a can, but this old bow ain't a worried man. The morning sun greets me with a shine. South where the trade winds blow, I go north when there ain't no snow. Riding the Atlantic Coastal Line. Hear that lonesome whistle line, smell that car from a Georgia pine. See that great big moon above. Hobo's life is a life I love. Riding the Atlantic Coastal Line. Riding the Atlantic Coastal Line.
Now, friends, we have once again reached the end of the first hour of the Way Back with Johnny show here on this great channel. With that mentioned, I would like to once again salute a collection of great sacred gospel songs today, as I would like to also mention that this next selection of songs are all by singers who are appearing at the South Grenville Bluegrass Festival this coming week from the 7th to the 10th of August. First, we'll hear from the Larry Stevenson Band in a song, I'll Carry My Cross. Then we'll hear from Miss Rhonda Vincent once again and her classic, You Don't Love Your Neighbor If You Don't Love God. And then we'll wrap up this all-time classic collection of gospel with Larry Efah and his Bluegrass Mountaineers in a song called On God's Heavenly Shore. With that, I would like to welcome you all to the Way Back with Johnny show and also say that we'll be back following this for two more great hours of great bluegrass music. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Just for a while, surrounded by sin, it's tempting our lives, so I'll give it to him. My Lord, I have found, I'm trusting his word, and I'm glory bound. I'll carry my cross through this world here below. My sights are set high with that heavenly foe, 'cause my Lord drove a nail straight through my sin. So I'll carry my cross and I'll follow him. Temptation waits at every corner we turn. There'll be hell to pay for lessons unlearned. So I'll do his will the best that I can, and pray for his wisdom that I'll understand. I'll carry my cross through this world here below. My sights are set high with that heavenly foe, 'cause my Lord drove a nail straight through my sin. So I'll carry my cross and I'll follow him. I'll carry my cross through this world here below. My sights are set high with that heavenly foe, 'cause my Lord drove a nail. And I'll follow
him. There are many people who will say they're Christians, and they on the Sabbath day, but come Monday morning till the coming Sunday, they will fight their neighbor all along the way.
Oh, if you don't love God,
if you don't love your neighbor, if you gossip about him, if you never have mercy, if he gets into trouble and you don't try to help him, then you don't love your neighbor
and you don't
love God. In the Holy Bible, in the book of Matthew, read the 18th chapter and the 21st verse. Jesus plainly tells us that we must have mercy. There's a special warning in the 35th verse.
Oh, you don't love God.
If you gossip about him, if you never have mercy, if he gets into trouble and you don't try to help him, then you don't love your neighbor
and you don't
love God. There's a God Almighty and you've got to love him if you want in a home on high. If you say you love him while you hate your neighbor, then you don't have religion, you just told a lie.
Oh, you don't love God.
If you don't love your neighbor, if you gossip about him, if you never have mercy, if he gets into trouble and you don't try to help him, then you don't love your neighbor
and you don't love God.
If you don't love your neighbor, if you gossip about him, gets into trouble and you don't try to help him, then you don't love your neighbor
and you don't
love God, then you don't love your neighbor
and you
don't love God.
Prepared where to go and follow his footsteps each day. When troubles are near and your heart's filled with fear, get down on your knees then and pray.
Someday,
some sweet day,
we will
all be together up there
with our friends.
Sing on God's heavenly shore. What a wonderful day in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on God's heavenly shore. We will all gather round at the Savior's right hand and sing in that heavenly choir.
Someday,
some sweet day,
we will
all be together up there
with our friends, and our loved ones.
We will sing on God's heavenly shore.
The break of day, when the caller hollered do-si-do, you knew Uncle Pim was ready to go.
Hello, this is Lee Monroe II, grandson of Bill Monroe. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Way Back with Johnny show.
Late in the evening, about sundown, on a hill above the town, Uncle Pim played a fiddle, Lord, how it would ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
Yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're back here on the Way Back with Johnny show on the other side of the second hour here this morning. And with that mentioned, we are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, on the shores of the St. Lawrence Seaway, where this is recorded weekly. I'd also like to remind y'all that you can hear us through